Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Wednesday. This is the fourth day in August of 2021, and I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, as always, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through this, hopefully the half point of your week. And we're going to get started with an update to yesterday's story about Italy's COVID vaccination hack and subsequent disruption. In the area of Lazio, which is near Rome, the mechanism by which authorities track and process COVID vaccinations was disrupted by ransomware. Initial research from those close to the situation suggested it was Lockbit 2.0, a pretty notorious ransomware variant. However, new details have emerged, specifically the ransom note. The criminals are asking for an unspecified amount of money, but what ends up happening is that they want to provide a website in the dark web by which the authorities can negotiate with them. Now, this comes via way of Ransom EXX, which is a high-profile ransomware crew that have demanded millions from previous victims. This isn't their first rodeo, and they are very lucrative at what they do. So as more details become available in what is an emerging case, we hope to find out exactly how much these criminals want from the Italian authorities, how they breached this network, and more importantly, how Italy can quickly resume operations to ensure that the people of this region can get their COVID vaccination. We're going to move on to Cisco. Cisco makes all sorts of outstanding devices supporting network connectivity and internet traffic, and one of those devices, called the Firepower Device Manager, or FDM, has a vulnerability, and this is problematic because the FDM allows administrators or owners of a network to manage the firewall of their organization without using a centralized manager itself. In other words, I can change rules and access from anywhere from my computer. The problem is that the FDM, while powerful, has a flaw in its REST API, and that flaw is tracked as CVE-2021-1518, and this CVE or vulnerability is specific, again, to the API. That stands for Application Programming Interface. It's just the way the machines talk to each other. But those machine talking to each other and requests that you can do via this powerful tool has a flaw in the way that it sanitizes your input. In other words, it should only be able to accept certain commands, and by not sanitizing or scrubbing out the extraneous commands that you might put in, flaws can happen. Criminals can take advantage of this flaw to take over the device by executing arbitrary code on vulnerable devices. So if you use Cisco's FDM, just be on the lookout for an update, because right now you have a vulnerability that could impact your security apparatus. And there are some tools that look for and try to take advantage of vulnerabilities, like the one we just talked about, and some tools get updated regularly to include those, and the latest is called the Raccoon Stealer. Now, what's interesting about the Raccoon Stealer is that it's been around for a while. It is very lucrative to its operators who offer it as a service. For those hackers who don't have the skill, the time, the energy, or maybe just want to have someone else take the fall if things go bad, Raccoon offers those individuals a way to get the data they want. And recently, Raccoon Stealer was updated with modules to include things like malicious browser extensions, as well as cryptocurrency miners. Researchers noted that Raccoon samples recently began dropping Silent XMR Miner. And so what's interesting here is that the Raccoon Stealer can deploy miners, meaning that criminals can steal your computing resources to mine their own cryptocurrency. Or the module also allows the theft of existing cryptocurrency wallets and or assets. And they do this a number of ways. The most notorious is stealing usernames and passwords, as well as session authentication tokens. Sometimes if you stay logged in, there's a token that allows your machine or user ID to stay associated with that session. Those can be stolen. And so Raccoon Steeler is hosted in Russia, and it costs them just over $1,000 US. And because of these updates and their customer base, the operators are making over 10 times their operating costs. And while it's not huge money like ransomware, there's not millions of dollars being exchanged, making 10 times your operating costs is lucrative enough for Raccoon Steeler to keep being updated. And that's where we're going to end today, with updates. A lot of high-profile attacks last year gained the attention of nation states, specifically President Biden following the Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack, which shut down the flow of natural gas and oil to nearly a third of the United States. Has created an environment where leaders around the world are very concerned about the potential impact of these ransomware attacks. And so law enforcement is having way more impact on these operators than maybe previously assessed. In one point, the President of the United States, Joe Biden, reached out to the President of the Russian Federation, and the result was that a ransomware operator went, quote, dark. And there have been two ransomware crews that have disappeared following very high-profile attacks. And these operators are making millions of dollars. And so a lot of people wonder if they're not just simply taking the money and getting out while they can, if they're running away from law enforcement, or if they're acting at maybe the behest of, say, the Russian government, like, hey, it's time to work this other cush job because you can't be doing that anymore. All of these things are possibilities, but another possibility that has come to light is that these operators simply ditch their tool and get a new one and keep doing things under different names and infrastructure, pretending to be a different group so that law enforcement has a harder time tracking them. So again, the Colonial Pipeline was conducted by a group called the Dark Side Ransomware Crew. And they went dark. The other operators that went dark are known as Revil or Soda No Kibi. And they recently disrupted thousands of businesses by doing a supply chain attack to Kaseya. Now, both groups went dark, but it's believed that DarkSide simply changed their name to Black Matter. Theme on the dark, I guess. Well, Black Matter has established a data leak site, which is a tactic that dark side operators used. Before they encrypt victim files, they steal the data, they put a portion of it on their data leak site to prove they've conducted the attack and that they are for real. And at least one of these victims has already paid $4 million. And that is a lot of money for a new-ish ransomware crew. And so it's believed, based on similarities in the encryption and the attacks, that DarkSide, which allegedly went dark following the Colonial Pipeline project, simply rebranded to Black Matter. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a most fantastic Wednesday. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow on Thursday. So until then, stay strong, stay safe, and stay healthy. Michael Kimmett, signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to a doctor of mathematics, Anna Kaisenhofer from Austria. And Anna Kaisenhofer is not getting a tip of the cap for her outstanding prowess in the field of mathematics, rather for her gold medal in the Olympics in the field of cycling. Now, many Olympic athletes are exactly that, career athletes who dedicate their lives to training and have a team of trainers to achieve the pinnacle of physical fitness in their respective sports. And Anna Kaisenhofer, however, decided that she was going to compete with no team, using what she calls her beautiful mind to plan her workouts and her progress. And all of that hard work and dedication paid off, showing that with the proper attitude and the proper commitment, anyone can achieve the highest pinnacle of their desires. So to you, Anna, a sincere tip of the cap, and please keep on cycling.